Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you here on the Prophetic Conference Line and Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Hallelujah. We welcome you. Amen. We will be having a guest on this morning's speaker, Evangelist Piggott. Amen. Hallelujah. From Restoration Truth Ministries from Hampton, Virginia. Amen. Where her very own pastor is, Apostle Maurice Simmons, and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. Amen. Team Simmons, it is glory to God. So I will be praying and turning it over to them, to her. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name, Lord, that you have allowed us to come one more time. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that you have, Lord, hallelujah, risen us up out of our bed of slumber. Lord God, giving us the activities of our limbs, Lord. Lord God, in the health and portion of strength that we have. We thank and praise your name, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, because without you, we're nothing, Lord. And God, we know that we move, we breathe, and we have our being, all because of you. Lord God, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you strengthen, you move upon those that are sick and afflicted, oh God. You move upon those, oh God, that need, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, strengthen their bodies, Lord, and they need miracles to be worked in their lives. Father God, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that, oh God, hallelujah, as your word come forth this morning, oh God, that you, Lord God, revive, refresh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as every question is asked, oh God, Lord God, hallelujah, give the woman of God the wisdom, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, to be able, Lord God, to answer the needs of the people, Lord. I ask right now in the name of Jesus, every generation that is listening in on this morning, oh God, that you will feed them, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, according to your will, your purpose, and your plan. I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, touch kingdom leaders all over the world and those that work in the vineyard, oh God, behind the scenes. We ask, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you would, hallelujah, comfort the hearts of those that are mourning on today. Lord God, those, oh God, hallelujah, that are dealing with domestic violence and, oh God, all kind of violence in their community, in their homes. Oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you give them the strength that they need. Give them the peace, the joy, hallelujah, that only you can give. We ask, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that as we begin, oh God, hallelujah, to go forward this day, dispatch your angels, oh God, to go before us, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, let you arise and let the enemy be scattered. Everything that is crooked, oh God, you make it straight. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you know all things, and you do everything well, Lord. Hallelujah. You're just waiting, oh God, for the opportunity, Lord, for us to come boldly before your throne and ask anything in your name. Lord God, for it shall be done. Lord God, not the way that we want it, oh God, but according to your will, oh God. We thank you right now for every trial, tribulation, oh God, and hallelujah, everything that you have done. While we have been here on the face of this earth, from the day that we were born until this very present time, oh God, we may not like everything that has been done, but Father, right now, hallelujah, we still have breath running warm in our body. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody, oh God, didn't get a chance, oh God, to say hallelujah. Somebody didn't get a chance to say good morning, oh God. But Father, we thank you. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to forgive us for all of our sins, our iniquities, our shortcomings, and our downfalls, sins of omission, sins of commission, those presumptuous sins, those things that are in our subconscious, oh God, that we don't even, oh God, even think about to repent of, oh God, that we think, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every action and deed that is not according to the will of God, that you have purged us even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, hallelujah, Lord, whatever ill feelings that we have towards anybody, oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive us for that, oh God, and help us, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to not have that in our spirit, in the name of Jesus. Let the love of God, oh God, spread abroad in our heart, oh God, that it would drive out everything, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that is not, oh God, hallelujah, conducive to the spirit of the living God. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Lord, we ask that you continue to move upon the visionary, Lord, and all the kingdom leaders everywhere, and that is throughout the world. We glorify you, Lord God, hallelujah, for we know that it's not by our might nor by our power, but it's by your spirit that we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Father, continue to touch, oh God, hallelujah, the sheep of God everywhere. And Father, hallelujah, Lord, help the sheep to beget sheep, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, showing ourselves friendly, oh God. Showing ourselves, oh God, hallelujah, holy unto thee, Lord, that somebody will see the light that's inside of us and say, what must I do to be saved? We give you glory, honor, and praise in the matchless, wonderful name of Jesus, hallelujah. Now we pray that the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Maury Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Camp in Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois. Ask for the Lifeline Block. Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cash Tag, RFPIM. That's Cash Tag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Hey, Good morning, and God bless everyone that is on the line this morning. Again, this is an awesome Friday that God is going to do amazing work. We believe that God is going to do something magnificent on this line today. Again, I just want to say thank you to all those that are connected right now on this line. I want to give thanks and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved me, kept me through all these years. And I also want to give thanks and praise to my leaders of Restoration and Truth Ministries, also Prophet Laron Matthews, and my husband, Temper Piggott. I thank God for every last one of you that is on the line and those that are connected today. God, I pray that God will bless you all in the matchless name of Jesus. And also, let's begin praying in Jesus' name as God moves forth in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for today, God. I thank you for all that you're doing right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're pulling back, Lord God, darkness, Lord God, so that your people can walk in the divine light that you have them for in the name of Jesus, that they will walk in their calling in the name of Jesus, and nothing will separate them from you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're opening, Lord God, the floodgates of heaven, God, and we ask, Father, that you will pour out your blessings upon your people right now in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever they are lacking and whatever they need today, God, we believe you, Lord God, that you're going to move forth in their lives, oh God, and that you're going to, Lord God, bless them in such a way, Lord God, that they cannot even imagine in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that your blood, Lord God, is across this line, God. Send forth your wind like a mighty rushing wind, Lord God, on this line today, God, and show yourself strong and mightily in the lives of those, Lord God, that are connected today, God. Thank you for those that hear, Lord God, the next time that they listen to the callback in the name of Jesus. Let them be a refreshing, Lord God, a revival, Lord God. Set them on fire like never before in the name of Jesus. God, because we have need of you, Father, and without you, we cannot do nothing on our own, God. And so, Lord, as we read this word, Lord God, as we dissect this word, your holy word, Lord God, give me, Lord God, the words to say, to speak to your people in the name of Jesus. Hide me, oh God, so that they will see you for who you are in the name of Jesus. God, it is not me, God, but it is you that is moving, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's healing on this line, God. There's deliverance on this line today, God. There is breakthroughs on this line today, God, for our young people in the name of Jesus and all generations that has an ear to hear in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God, that you're stirring up the gift on the inside of us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're doing something, Lord God, that has never been done before. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we speak life to those, Lord God, Amashakaya, in the name of Jesus, that needs, Lord God, resuscitation in their lungs, in the name of Jesus. Breathe into them right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, Lord God, that every limb, Lord God, that feels weak in their bodies, in the name of Jesus, strengthen their arms, strengthen their legs, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the vital organs in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, for Evangelist Wilkes right now in the name of Jesus, that you will meet every one of her needs in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that healing shall be her portion for her family in the name of Jesus. God, we believe you today, God, that there's a breakthrough that's going to take place in the name of Jesus. And every illegal sound has got to cease in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, God, for the victory report in the matchless name of Jesus. For there is no God like you, no God beside you. And God, we lift up holy hands before you, believing you, Lord God, that you are God of miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the mute, oh God, shall speak in the name of Jesus. We believe you, oh God, that the blinded eyes shall be opened in the name of Jesus. And the lame shall walk in the matchless name of Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you. We bow before you, King of glory. Have your way on this line today, God. For it is unto you we live, unto you we move and have our being, oh God. We thank you that faith is a certain of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, God. So show your people, oh God, what you're all about in the name of Jesus. Show your people, oh God, that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
thank you, Father, for all that you're doing right now, God. As you stir us up, oh God, prepare us for the word, oh God. Let it be plain, Lord God. Write the vision upon their hearts, oh God. Write the word upon their hearts. They will not sin against you in the master's name, oh Jesus. And we give you glory and honor and praise, for you are God alone. And we worship and honor you, oh Master King. Come on and just lift up your voice right now and ask God to do what he needs to do in this hour and this season in you, so that you can be ready for the word in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you, oh God. We magnify your glorious name. And we thank you, oh God, for preparing us for today. We give you glory and honor and praise. You are God and you are King, and we reverence you. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for today, God. We thank you for those that are on the line today. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So good morning again, people of God. I just want to thank God for you all today. And today I just want to share just a little bit with you about what tent do you live in and the high cost of being content or discontent. I'll say the topic one more time. What tent do you live in? A high cost of being content or discontent. And I want to just share with you what the word content means. Let's go to what the dictionary shares about content. It's a state of peace, of satisfaction. Discontent means lack of contentment or dissatisfaction with one's circumstance. Or here's another one. A person who is dissatisfied typically with the prevailing social or political situation. So we all know about King David, and we're going to focus on King David today. And we know that all about him and how he has chosen, he was chosen by God and to become the next king. He was, favor was all over David's life from the beginning up until the end of his life. And although he faced some hard times from being chased down by his own father-in-law, and, you know, so many things just took place. He was in wars. He was, you know, so many things that took place in his life. But he sought the face of the Lord in the midst of it all, even in the midst of his sin. David committed adultery, and he also had been a murderer. And even in spite, God always provided a way of escape for him. And what a wonderful God that we serve, amen, by all the things that we've done in our lives and even in our past. We know that God has always found a way to show us his unadulterated love towards us. Because the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So when there are circumstances, when we are in circumstances, maybe not like David was, we know that there may be pressures of hiding, maybe because we don't want our sin to be exposed, or maybe we just, maybe being able, we want to be, at this point in our lives, maybe we want to be free, but we just don't know how to be free from what we're dealing, from the circumstances or from the sin that we have on the inside of us. I thank God for Evangelist Wilkes, because she prayed the prayer, you know, of repentance, and she prayed that God will cleanse us and wash us. And so I just know that God is about to do something amazing, because as she was praying, I said, God, you have such an amazing way of confirming your word. So let's go into the word of God. In spite of what David endured, he never separated himself to the point where he could not commune with the heavenly Father. And this is an example of how we as the people of God should have our walk with him, with God, on a daily basis. Let's go to Psalms 51, and I'm going to read out of the New King James Version, and then I'm going to also read it in the Message Bible, because I read it in the Message Bible and it blew my mind. So here we go. We're going to start with verse 1. It says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me through from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that I may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Verse 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me know wisdom. Verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that my bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Verse 10, create in me, and this is what we pray a lot, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast in me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Verse 13, restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. In verse 13, then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Amen. Again, I want to share with you this topic again. What tent do you live in? The high cost of being content or discontent? Remember that the Father loves you. And the deeper we make that time, we take the time to spend with him in that meeting place, as my apostle would say, you will be empowered by his power to overcome any and everything, because there is nothing too hard for him. Just know that when you get into that meeting place with the Father, you know that you will find peace, you will find rest, you will find wholeness, you will find any and everything that you feel that you're lacking in your life will be in that place with him. There is wisdom in that meeting place. There is love. I dare to even say there is laughter in that meeting place, because God has a sense of humor where he will make you laugh at circumstances and situations, because he knows that at the end of the day, you shall be an overcomer. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're about to do on this line. And I'm sorry, I just got to pray, because there is something that God wants to do. He wants to bring revelation to the eyes and to the ear gates and to the hearts of men and women and young people that is on this line today, to know that it is important for us to continue to be in that meeting place. And when I say about and I was talking about the tent, my mom had mentioned to me the other day that my brother had bought a tent. Now, they had a tent before that served maybe four people, but just the other day they bought another tent, and it sits 12 people on the inside of it. It had a shower. It had everything that you can think of. You could stand up in it. That's how big it is. I mean, it's like another house in that backyard. And so I was imagining I was thinking to myself, I said, man, wouldn't that be neat to just have a tent where you can have any and everything in it? But then here's the question, how would you fold that thing up? Because it took them hours to put it together. And the amazing thing about it is we don't know how much it costs, but if you think about how back in the days, in the 3 years of the Bible, they had tents, and they was able to pick their stuff up, you know, when God told them to get up and go, they was able to pick up and go. And I'm in the season, people of God, we have to be willing to let go all the stuff that we have on us, so that when we walk, when God tells us to get up and to move, we won't be in a place where we're in the wrong tent, number one, where we're in sin and being discontent and falling to sin, just as David did. We want to make sure that we can just pick our stuff up and just go and be content in every state that we're in. I thank God for today, because as I was seeking the Lord about this week about this, as I was studying, I was able to dissect some of the word that God had gave me in this. And even as I was studying this morning, the song that came on, and y'all all know the song Gyra by Elevation Worship in Maverick City. And the part that says, I will be content in every circumstance, that's where we need to be, because even in David's life, his life was shifted because he was once was content, but then he became discontent. He was blessed all over. And we are blessed all over. We're blessed from inside and out. God has given us health, strength, life, and strength. He's given us homes. He's given us houses. I mean, he's given us cars. He's given us some may want a newer car, you know. But be content in the state that you're in. Because what can happen is you can become just what happened to David when he became discontent. It was almost as though David had lost himself, and it was revealed later on. It was revealed later on that he was able to overcome and realize that he had to repent before the Father. I'm going to share with you, here we go. It was almost as though David lost himself when he fell into lust, and he ran fast towards it with no brakes, and then he slid into one of the situations that he landed in. It was as though David could not resist the falling effects of sin, and no one can, because once you get in sin, it is hard to get out of it, especially if you have not lived a true life of having prayed the true repentance prayer to God. We all know that God has amazing things that he wants to do in our lives. We cannot allow situations to get into our way, just as David did. Because, you know, we all know that what David did was he sinned against God by committing adultery. Then he was a murderer because he murdered Bathsheba's husband. And then she conceived a child. They conceived a child which died as a result of their sins. And in 2 Samuel 12:7, it says, the Lord exposed his sin by sending the prophet Nathan to confront him. Although through Nathan's story, that God has shattered David's defenses and initiated David to repentance. Just as the Lord exposed David's sin outwardly, he also shared David's prayer of repentance, which I just read a few minutes ago. And let me go to read to you what it says in the New King in the Message Bible. Give me one second. Yes, ma'am. Here we go. Generous love, God gives grace, huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt. Soak out my sins in your laundry. And I know how bad it's been. My sins are staring me down. Verse 4. You are the one I violated, and you've seen it all, seen the full extent of my evil. You have all the facts before you. Whatever you decide about me is fair. I have been out of step with you for a long time and in the wrong since before I was born. What you're after is truth from the inside out. Enter me, then conceive a new true life in your laundry, and I'll come out clean. Scrub me, and I'll have a snow white life. Own me into foot-tapping songs. Set these once broken bones to dancing. Don't look too close for my blemishes, but give me a clean bill of health. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. Do not throw me out with the trash or fail to breathe holiness in me. Bring me back to the great exile. Put a fresh wind in my sail. Give me a job of teaching rebels your ways so the lost can find their way home. in Jesus' name. Isn't that powerful? I thank God for that because it gives us a different translation of exactly what David was portraying to our father. As we take a deeper look into what David said in his prayer, he used the words transgression in Psalms 51:1, which literally means step over a line. The father drew the line that David was not supposed to cross over, which again I mentioned adultery. In Exodus 20:14, he was lying, 20:16, and murder 20:13. David stepped over each one of these and separated himself from God's love because he broke the laws of God. Iniquity was another word that he used in Psalm 51:1. And David used this word, which means to twist or to pervert something or pervert something. God gave us a beautiful gift of sex within the marriage. And even though this is about you, guys, I just wanted to let you know that this should be okay for me to say this on the line because we have to get to where we have to be real, because if the world is being real to us and revealing things to us and even to our young people and to our young children, we as the Church of God, as God's children, have to be able to be real with our young people as well. So with that being said, God has given us a beautiful gift of sex within the marriage, which with loyalty and with truth. But David distorted that whole thing by sinning against what he did. Then he used the word sin, which means missing the mark. How many times have you missed the mark? I know I've missed it so many times, y'all. But think about the person who plays, archery, or who is in archery. And I have someone that I know closely. My grandson is actually an archer. And they are determined. They practice day in and day out, week in and week out, to make sure that they hit the bull's eye. And when they miss and they feel a little something on the inside, a little salty, but or maybe they feel discontent and they want to fight a little bit harder to be content once they make it. The New Testament tells us that we all have sinned, which is in Romans 3:23, and we have fallen short of his glory. But the word of God also tells us that sin stains us as well in Psalms 3, reminds us of what David did. In Psalms 51:3, it says David was reminded of what he did on every turn. And sometimes we know that when we have repented and we've asked God to forgive us, the enemy, the accuser, or the brethren will always come to us and make us feel that we're not forgiven. But we are forgiven once we come to him in truth. And so the New Testament, we may deny the fact that sin and guilt, we may deny the fact sometimes that sin will do that to us or sin will cause this to happen. But as a result of it, the guilt will come along with it. But we must be reminded that we are forgiven by God. I remember by my apostle, he said, he shared the scriptures in 2 Corinthians 4:4. And let's go to that real quick. 2 Corinthians with my queen. And for, and then I pray that you always be blessed by this powerful word of God. And so 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifesting of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience in the sight of God. But verse 3, it says, oh, I'm sorry, I started with verse 2, and I'm going to go to verse 3 and then 4. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Those minds of gods of this age has blinded who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Jesus of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So even in the midst of it, those that do not understand and know they have sinned, we have, as people of God, have to understand that we have to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and to let them know that God loves them and God is able to forgive them. But they have been blinded. And sometimes sin will blind you to the point where you believe your own lies, you believe your own truth, and that's exactly what David did. See, I want to explain to you what sin, how sin affects us. It affects our thinking. We begin to rationalize and think that it's not bad. That's in Psalms 51:6. It affects our ears where we cannot hear from God and we listen to the strange sound or we listen to the wrong voice or we listen to the world's voice or listen to the word, the world's sound, and we take into that and we fall deeper and deeper into sin. It affects our body as well. And David, if you remember in the word, David did get sick from, in the word of God, it shared that he got sick. So it also affects our health as well. I can truly say that when we sin, it could be unforgiveness. It could be anything that is contrary to God's word that will cause us to, that will cause God to turn his face from us. That's where we do not want to be. It will also affect our heart and our spirit. And even our testimony, it will keep us silent. It will keep us from telling people about Jesus. It will keep us from our, it will keep our mouths muted because we will sit there and think about all the stuff that we did wrong and say, I ain't sharing none of that because I don't want people to judge me. I don't want people to look at me in the wrong way because I'm a child of God. But we make mistakes. We fall short. But we know what we have to do to get it right with him. We must repent. And see, we got to understand that that is his goal, to keep us silent, because he doesn't want us to be in a place where we can win souls for Christ Jesus. He wants us to keep us silent, so that we can walk around and mope and dwell on the things that we did wrong. But that's not what God wants us to do. He has set us free. And they who the Son sets free is free indeed. He will make a way in the wilderness. We have to trust him that even in the midst of our shortcomings, God will give us strength to overcome. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Now, I must say this because God desires more of us. And this is how we can overcome a lot of the situations that we deal with, to stay and to remain in that meeting place with him, to get out of discontent and get into the right tent, the content of God's word. Hallelujah. That could preach right there. Hallelujah to your name. And maybe we may be struggling with all kinds of stuff in our lives, but when we get into that meeting place, God knows exactly where we are. He knows the numbers of hairs on our head. He knows exactly where we're at and even where we're going, because it's not where we're at, but it's where we're going. And so we have to get up outside of that discontentment of letting these little things that so easily beset us and overcome these things by getting into that meeting place. Let him speak to your ear gates so that the distorted sound can be removed out of your ears in the name of Jesus. We must get into that meeting place because his desire is for us to be in the image of him. It is for us to get into that meeting place that of where we can dwell beyond, go beyond the veil in the name of Jesus, and allow him to cultivate us and to baptize us afresh with his spirit and to tear down all the false things that is around us so that we can get back into that mold that he has designed for us to be. Because remember, he is the potter and we are the clay. There will be cracks on the inside and on the outside of us, but through his water and through the fire of his word, through the burning of, off of the imperfections and all the things that we allow to be in our lives can come off when we get into that meeting place. There is peace. There's joy. There's even fire in that meeting place. you'll come out so empowered by his spirit that you'll be able to witness to anybody. You'll be probably able to witness to anybody. When I say anybody, anybody, use wisdom, people, God. Many of our problems and our attitudes and decision-making can easily be fixed when we get into this meeting place with him. In Psalms 91:1, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the tent that I'm talking about. Being under the shadow of the, under the wings of the Almighty, being under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 29:12-14, it says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. See, sin, that's what he's talking about. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to a place from which I cause you to be carried away captive. And we must understand that sometimes we don't want to confess what we've done wrong in the sight of God. And see, confessing our sins is sometimes is unavoidable, meaning saying the same thing. We may say that sin is an accident, but God says that is an abomination. It's like a slap in the face of our Almighty God. David asked the Lord to wipe his slate clean. That's a powerful word, to wipe our slate clean. And we all know that Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price on the cross. And when he did, he wiped our slate clean. We also see that in David's prayer, he concluded asking the Father to restore the joy of his salvation. It was his desire, and it shall be our desire as well, for us to be used again by the Father. I love the fact that in David said what he said, to create in me a clean heart and to renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. This has got to be one of our desires, people of God. Do not allow sin to keep us from getting into that secret place with him. To not allow God to turn his face from us, but to come closer to him and to know him. To know him is to love him. To know him is to dig deeper, to go deeper, to go beyond, oh God, our own comprehension. Because when we get into that secret place with him, he will reveal all his secrets to you because he trusts you. But do you trust him enough to allow him to remove and to correct you and to love you and to chastise you? Because he chastised those that he loved. He loves you so much that he don't want you to be the same way next month. He loves you too much that he don't want you to be the same way as you was yesterday. He don't want you to continue to do the things that you do and think it is acceptable, but it's not acceptable to him. People of God, we must get it right before him, because we don't know the day or the hour when he comes. But if we just be wise in this hour, in this season, and take heed to what the prophets of the Lord is speaking to us in this hour, in this season, if we just take heed to what the word of God is saying, if we just take heed to what we hear and what we see on the news and see that it is actually going on, what has been said and the word of God is coming forth, we will want to get our household in order in the name of Jesus. We will do whatever it takes, just as you want to study to go to school and become whatever. And as I said before, David's prayers, he concluded, he asked the Father to restore the joy of his salvation. We don't need to live dormant anymore. Because if God just forgives us, we shall be able to forgive ourselves in the process. Some things happen some things happened to us, and it may not have been our fault. But we have to forgive and to release and to let go. Some things we do, and we know that we do, that we shouldn't do, just as Paul said, but we do it anyway. And I'm just paraphrasing. But we have to get into that conscious decision that no matter what comes, what may go, what may happen in my life, I will stand, I will live for the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 51:13, it says, and I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. In this hour, in this season, people of God, don't be afraid to share what God has done for you and what he's doing through in and through you. We may have fallen short. We may have done wrong. We may have, but we know that we have a loving Father that knows us, knows every single thing about us. And there is nothing that is too hard for him to do in and through us if we yield to him. Hallelujah. Let us do what God has called us to do so that we can reach the unreachable. And I remember my apostle said last night in our word study, it is important for us to be in the meeting place with him, with the Father, so that we can know what our identity is, because sin will confuse our identity sometimes. Well, it will confuse us, you know, because we'll forget who we are. We'll forget that we're children of God. We'll forget that we are strong in him. We'll forget that we are a peculiar people. We forget sometimes, because we allow these things to get in our ways. And I'm not saying that we've done all these things that David did. There's things that you know that you've done in your life that God wants to get your attention to and wants you to get it right before him, so that your families can be blessed, so that your home can be in the right posture and place and position to receive the blessings that he has set for your life, so that you can walk in the true authority of Christ Jesus, and you will be able to pull down the strongholds in your life and in other people's life as you intercede in intercessory prayer for those that are stuck in the same place that you once was in. Hallelujah. We all know that sin has blocked us from many things. But even in the body of Christ, I can dare to say that we must get into the tent with God, get into that meeting place, so that we can see the miracles and signs and wonders that the Father wants to do in our churches. I know you guys want to see in your generation blinded eyes open, lame walking. You want to see arms being restored. You want to have faith that will surprise your own self. But we must do this thing scared in the name of Jesus in layman terms. But we must reclaim our identity in God so that we can move forward in him, just as David did. And his legacy was able to move forward in the name of Jesus. He was able to have a son, and he had other children as well. But the one, Solomon, was able to move forward and carry out the task that God has designed for us, and the legacy was able to move on. So no longer, people of God, shall we be compromising and allowing anything to get in our way, but we must stand on the word of God and remember that God will always make a way of escape. When that thought comes into your mind, deleted in the name of Jesus. Cast it down. Cast down every imagination. When that feeling comes into your heart, remove it and ask the Father issue right then and there in the name of Jesus. When a situation, when a man or a woman comes to you and tries to entice you to do the wrong thing, you say, Satan, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. You have to take authority over everything because the enemy isn't playing fair in this hour, in this season. And so we should not play fair in Jesus' name, but we should take authority over in Jesus' name. Let's not be enticed by what the world brings, because we already know that the Antichrist is here. He's just waiting to take his right, his place. But when he comes, be not deceived by his lies in the name of Jesus. Stay in the word of God and stay in the right place, the right posture and position, so that you will not fall for the okey-doke in this hour, in this season. Let the Lord use you in this hour to speak well in this hour, in this season. Let the Lord use you to speak authority and to cast down everything that the demonic forces will try to bring against your family, against your home, against your job, against your ministry, against your leaders in the name of Jesus, because the devils have got to come off their backs in the name of Jesus. And we have to know what to pray and know how to pray strategically in this hour, in this season. But in order for us to get in that place, we must get into the right tent in the name of Jesus. And so this is all that I have for you all today. I pray that you all have been blessed by this word. I'm going to pray for you all right now, that the Father will use you and that he will do what he needs to do on the inside of you so that you can be victorious in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you today, God, for this word, God. We thank you for all that you're doing right now, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will search our hearts right now, God. We ask, Lord God, that you will do what you need to do on the inside of us, oh God, so that we can get it right before you, Almighty God. And those that are on the line that don't know you for who you are, God, we pray, God, that they will pray and ask for you to forgive them of their sins. Oh, God, and that you will draw them into a place of love, and that you will wrap them in your security of your hand and of your arms in the name of Jesus. Let the tears fall from their faces, oh God, that they can wipe your feet with their tears, oh God. They can wash their tears, oh God, fall from their eyes unto your feet in the name of Jesus. Let us sit at your feet this morning in the name of Jesus, so that, Father, you can do what you need to do on the inside of us. Oh God, God, when there's a soul, God, we don't want to be holy on the outside, just only, God, but we want to be holy on the inside, oh God. Remove, oh God, any and everything that is not like you, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, so that we can see clearly, God, we can see clearly, God, we can walk in the authority that you've called us to in the name of Jesus. God, hide not your face from us, oh God. Hide not your face from us today, God. Hide not your face from our country, God. Hide not your face from America in the name of Jesus. My God, we ask for God that we'll stand flat-footed on your word, God, and to decree and declare, God, that America shall be saved for your kingdom, God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done, Father. And God, let your people know that they are forgiven and that they are loved by you, oh God, because you are a holy and loving and righteous Father, that you don't want us, oh God, to lay dormant, but to run back to the tent, to the content of your word, and to you, oh God, where you can keep us safe, oh God, under the shadow of your wings, oh God. We glorify you. We thank you for all that you're going to do, oh God. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' matchless name. We pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Administrator Brian, are you on the line? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Or Evangelist Wilkes?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. If we can go to a commercial real quick, and then we'll come right back. Hallelujah to your name.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line this morning, and everyone that's listening in the chat room this morning.
Okay, just one second.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Laron Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Maury Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries. In Virginia on June 25th, 2022.
The mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m.
Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26, 2022. At 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois.
Ask for the Lifeline Block.
Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cashtag RFPIM. That's Cashtag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the word and all of you that are on the line today. Administrator Vine, is there any questions or any comments in the chat room that anyone has to want to elaborate on or have any questions?
Good morning, woman of God. There's no direct questions this morning. However, there are several comments how your word blessed them on this morning, and we welcome everyone that's listening in and the youth as well.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I want to say that there's nothing, again, I mentioned before, I want to ask you, what tent do you live in? People of God, there is a cost, and Jesus paid the ultimate price for us, but we have to make a decision to live in content or discontent. Are we going to go into the tent? Intent of God's word, to dissect his word, or are we going to live in discontent, just as the world is? Because you know the world is in chaos right now. There's so much stuff that's going on. But we must be content, for God has us until he tells us to pick up our cross and to follow him. He that denies himself, we must deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him. And it's, sometimes it's not easy, but we have to do it because it's not about us, but it's about him. And he will get the glory out of it all. Amen. All right, anybody on the blog talk side, hit at least one on the dial. Amen. You may come in at the moment, at this time, and if not, then you can go on to the conference line, and you are able to come in by hitting star six, and you may come in at this moment.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, people of God. Good morning. I'm in awe of God. I give honor to God and to everyone that's on the line, kingdom leaders, to Dr. Laron, to my husband, Apostle Maurice, to you, Evangelist Patrice Piggott. I'm over here, you know, working, but taking notes, listening. And I said, my God, thank you for the fire of God being released. And there were so many nuggets that you released through Holy Spirit, that revelation for from the youngest to the eldest. And I know that this is catered to the youth, but let me tell you, woman of God, I truly thank God for you pressing through. And what I could hear, there was a number of things that I heard while you was releasing and teaching. I heard the song Settle Here. And in the midst of teaching, what tent do you live in? And then you broke down the words content, T-E-N-T, and discontent. I kept hearing the song Settle Here, but in there it says purify our hearts, Lord. So in the midst of this, not only were you teaching, you were evangelizing to many, meaning that you were piercing through the flesh to get to the heart of the issues of life. And I kept hearing that there was a breaking in the realm of the spirit while you were teaching, releasing the revelation of God, and that there were dams that were breaking. Some people think that that can be a bad thing. But in this hour, when dams are breaking, there's a washing away that God is doing. So thank you, woman of God, for the word that you brought forth on this morning. To many of us, we are honored to be in your presence, but we truly thank God because not only were you releasing, but you were going up. So I could hear the promotion, the elevation. I could hear the growth in the spirit. So continue to remain in the place where you're in. This was a very powerful teaching, and I pray that we all that had an ear have an ear, that we heard what the Spirit of the Lord was saying unto the churches, which are us. And so God bless you on today. Thank you, Dr. Wilkes, for allowing her this space and this platform, and we are praying for you all. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Simmons. I bless the Lord for you and for Apostle Simmons, for all the things that you've taught over the years in my life. I could not have done it without God and with you and without the leadership of Restoration and Truth Ministries and without those that are divinely connected. I thank God for Evangelist Wolf as well for the platform, and forgive me if I didn't mention it. Because this is a platform that needs to be addressed to the people of God and even to our young people, because they are our next generation. And if God doesn't reach them, then who will? And so I thank God for the opportunity today. And God bless you, woman of God, for speaking it to my life. And I praise God for the elevation and what he's doing in my life. Hallelujah. God bless you. Is anybody else on the line that would like to have a comment or have a question on the line? It can come in at this moment.
All right. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning, woman of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Certainly we do give honor to God. We give honor to, again, White State, the visionary, Dr. Matthews. Amen. Administrator Bryant. Yes, sir. Amen. To Dr. Wilkes. Amen. Again, I thank God for you, woman of God, and if only people can know our stories. But I say this to you, woman of God, while you were teaching, I'm going to show you how God sends revelation. While you were teaching, especially when you was dealing with the three-letter word, sin. Now, that's not a popular teaching, not a popular message, but it's definitely powerful and it's profound for a time such as this. Because people forget about the other three-letter word. That's the son, the S-O-N, the one that who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our sin. Amen. Who shined the light in darkness and brought us out of darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. That's why we have to let the light shine now. Even as you're addressing this word, not only to young people, but to the people of God as well. I was driving, as I was driving to work, I'm going to show you how, when you were talking about tent and being discontent, but getting into the content, which is of God and God's word in that place. When things are out of order, when things are chaotic and things are confused, you can find yourself in a place of destruction and despair. I was driving to work, and here goes this squirrel out on a main busy highway. Now, this squirrel don't belong in this place, and I almost hit the squirrel, and I say, wow, man, this squirrel better get out of the highway before it get hit. I turn around and look behind me. The car behind me hit the squirrel. Squirrel in the road, flapping his tail. Squirrel now is destroyed. And God gave me the revelation that when you're talking about tent, being in content and versus being discontent or out of place. Squirrel lost his life because a squirrel's supposed to be in a tree over in the woods. So it is with us as the people of God and as God's creation, dealing with humanity. We know many teach the grace and mercy message that God loves us. Yes, he do. But he don't give us that license to sin. And when you address that, because David, he did sin, but he became God, Israel's greatest king. God had to take down one to raise up another. And woman of God, a prophetic word for you. That's what God is doing for you in this hour. That's why you have got your diploma. You have graduated. You have stood the test of time. You have gone through things in your life that others could not have endured. But you trusted God. You stayed the course. And that's why God can trust you now. He's elevating you. He's promoting you. He's taking you to a place where he is taking others down, and he's raising up a one. That's what David did. When Saul was rejected, God raised up David. In David's flawedness, he was what? A man after God's own heart. So woman of God, know that you are a woman of God after God's own heart, and God can use you because he can trust you. Amen? So y'all be blessed on today. Thank God for you, woman of God. What other can a proud father, spiritual father of his daughter? And I thank God. Woman of God, I've seen you grown down through the years, seeing God, what God doing in and through your life, in the midst of your despair, in the midst of all that you had to go through, God elevating you in the realm of the spirit. Amen. He can use you for his glory because other people need your sound, and other people's going to come out because of your sound. So bless you on today. Amen. Bless you, doctor.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Simmons. I'm trying to hold back my tears. Y'all know that I cry ugly sometimes. So I had to put myself on mute so I went so nobody could hear it. But I thank God for you, Apostle Simmons. And I thank you for the word. And you know what I thought you was going to mention about sin? I thought you was going to say self in need. And so we have to remind ourselves that we cannot be stuck in that place of where God does not want us to be, and to avoid that at all costs. It's like a, what do you call it, like a do not enter sign. Do not enter that place. Do not pass go. Do not go. And so God bless you. Prophet LaVon, you on the line? Dr. LaVon, you on the line? God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Top of the morning to you, woman of God, and God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you on this day. And certainly we give God the honor and the praise for you all. If I said something, I wanted to say, if, let me use this language that is very important right now. I honor the parents of you. I honor the parents of you because of your willingness to follow the parental system of church, and that's your leadership. And knowing that you're under good parents, it shows your ability to teach properly and to break the word down with such understanding and knowledge of the word. The topic you're sharing is not one of a very popular thing, because when you deal with sin or you're dealing with this issue for a generation that have been lost because of a lack of parental rights or a lack of parenting, because in the world where you're looking at, most children are considered latchkey or both parents are domestic, so therefore they're not home, but they're doing jobs, the word almost becomes foreign to them. And saying that, I bless the Lord for you today because of your ability to share under the condition that you're in. Being under the condition that you're in, to be able to maintain a type of word like this in a kingdom, it shows that you're not letting your condition stop the things of the kingdom of God because of your parenting. And that's a blessing today. And I wanted to say that. Also, I want to say this to you. You continue to allow God to use you no matter what the dilemma or choices you've made in life. Continue to stay in that place. I've learned over the years, even decades, that no matter what goes on, I know how to press in under pressure. And you're doing a good job pressing in under the pressure. And I end on this. Very few people can preach a powerful word knowing that there's a pit close to them. And that's powerful. And being able to do that in a time like this without breaking your own will or being broken down or being intimidated by what's in the pit is a powerful thing. In the last several months, weeks, and years, I became more of a teacher. I've always taught, but I have to become more of a teacher in ministry due to finding that I can give the word and bless the people and take them to the mountain, give them what they need and bring them into the revelation. But I must come to an elementary place with them so that they can understand that teaching them, even though they've been ministry 20, 30 years or 15, 16 years, and they can rightfully say that they only been in it years, they have not passed junior high school. And so I thank God for you being able to the word down from an elementary standpoint to be able to navigate the people in the right direction, even the youth that are listening and the adults that are listening. So I'm godly proud of you, knowing that the way God is using you is a blessing. For such a time as this, I listen on the blog talk, so I listen to the blog talk and hear from the blog talk what everybody else is hearing. So if you go to the blog talk and you go listen to yourself, you can hear yourself like you, the radio, the internet, and you can hear yourself and be like, wow, it's a delay on the conference line, but it's on the blog talk. And then you get on the blog talk, on the conference line, it's a delay on the blog talk. So I'm saying that no matter where the delay is, everything is still coming out crisp and clear so people can be blessed today. So I thank God for you on today. And we thank God for the man of God and the woman of God on today. And thank God for our administrator, Ethan Breyer, Evangelist Cullen, and Works. She know I thank God for her on today. And we bless the Lord for her and all of you that are listening on this morning. God bless you on today, woman of God.
God bless you, Prophet Ron Matthews, and we look forward to seeing you in the next couple of weeks. I thank God for the word, and I received the word from which you have spoken, as well as what God is doing. It is a this word has really, you know, I've always been taught that we are first partakers of the word. So, you know, the word had to deal with me first. Did not know that the assignment was coming, but my apostle always says, be ready in season and out of season. So I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be able to share what the Lord has been dealing with me in regards to what we shared today, what I shared today. And I'm thankful that everyone on the line has been blessed. And I just think about over the years, you know, of being in the posture with my relationship with God. And people of God, I just want to encourage you to stay the course, you know, and as my apostle always says, stay focused, stay on course, stay alert. We must be alert at all times because the enemy is coming after us with everything that he's got because he wants to tear us down. But when we're about mm-hmm. the kingdom, there is nothing that will keep us from him. Nothing will steer us away from him. And we may get sidetracked, but we know how to master the ship in this hour and the season. So properly want to thank God for you. I thank God for my leaders. I thank God for my husband. Thank God for my mom, because I believe my mom is on the line listening as well. And so, and I believe a few of my family members as well. But I thank the Lord for you and your leadership as well, Prophet Lalonde, because when you connected with Restoration and Truth Ministries, I remember, you know, the day, and I remember what we didn't know what God was going to do, but wow, when we look 6 years up to, you know, 6 years later, we see what the Lord is doing, and he's doing a great and mighty work in your ministry as well as with Restoration and Truth Ministries. So God bless you.
Bless you too.
And I will go back. Amen. And I will go back and listen to myself. Amen. Is there anybody else on the line that would like to have a comment or would like to say sin or anything that they would like to address? Whenever somebody, you know, people are getting ready for work and things like that. So I thank God for that as well. All righty. Well,
Evangelist. Evangelist, thank you
for filling
me in for me at short notice. I enjoyed the word immensely. I heard everything that was said. Amen. I received everything that was said. And I'm like, this is, I really take ministry very seriously. And so I feel that if I'm going to handle, I consider the line on Friday mornings as my children. If I'm going to hand over my children to somebody, I want to make sure that the sitter is fit. Glory to God. Not saying that you're babysitting, but you're feeding God's people. And since I'm very serious about ministry, I look at that as being the person that is going to feed those that God has assigned for this season. So thank you, woman of God, explicitly. You just have no idea. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we shared on yesterday, and you know the position that I'm in right now, but I thank God for you, and I thank you for your prayers this morning. And as I always say, I had no clue what you were going to teach. And many of the leaders, sometimes when I come on and I just pray, as God gives me the words to pray. And so I don't know if it's going to line up with what they're going to teach. And it always does that. And that's how God works with me. So I thank God for that this morning. I'm asking everyone in their respective places. God loves you. So do I. And continue to pray, especially for me at this time. Amen, because I am definitely in need. I ask that you pray for my father and my mom's, my mother's twin. They need your prayers. And it's just like, even though my mom, this is her identical twin, that I'm just asking you to pray for them.
I'm not going to go into details, but I need prayers so that I can guide my siblings and my cousins and everything, so that you give them the wisdom of God, and that I have my moment to digress, amen, in the situation. God bless you, everyone, and thank you so much, Administrator, for all of your support down through the years, and how that you have always been a listening ear and give godly advice as well. I thank God for especially Pastor Brown, glory to God, and all of those mothers in Zion that is there to strengthen in the background. God bless you. It's back in your hand, amen.
God bless you, Dr. Wilson, today, too. We appreciate your lovely woman, God, and we continue to lift you up in this season, woman, God, and in the ministry that is inside you today. We thank God for you. I wanted to say something to those that are listening in this morning. Three things that the Lord dropped in my spirit this morning. I try to be careful when I hear the word, when I speak the word in the spirit of the Lord God said. But I believe this morning, the Lord spoke to me, and this may be for some other people. He said, it's time to rest. He said, no, here's what he put. He said, the enemy is after the leaders. He's after the leaders. He's attacking leaders. Demons are after the leaders. And they're after the leaders like never before. Even in this month, they're after leadership. And many leaders, you're going to know there's going to be certain leaders that have been attacked or something's going to happen. But you're going to know that what I'm saying to you is happening now. And then he said to me, after he said that, he said, tell the people that there's going to be attacked, even if they're attacking leaders, you're going to try to wear them down. Attack and wear them down. But be very careful of your connections in this season. Everybody is to not be part of your connection in this season. People going to look like they with you. They're going to act like they with you. And I'm telling you, it's going to be great. It's going to be powerful. But it's not going to be his will. Be very careful of doors we open, saints of God. Hear me when I say this. Be very careful of doors that will be open. Those doors will be open, but what it will do, it will hinder, it will delay, and some will even destroy the ministry in you. Because of what's on your life. I'm speaking to me when I'm saying this to you too. These doors are not necessarily the doors from God. It's what's on your life that they want. And many of these people, they see the anointing on your life, but they don't recognize these doors you're going in will literally hinder, cripple, and destroy where you're going to ministry. So I wanted to share that with the people. And then finally, there are so many people coming out, Apostle Simmons, Evangelist Wilson, to God, that are jumping, they jumped into ministry this year because they said, we've been in the house, we've been in the coronavirus, we missed time to do ministry, and they were not prepared. What we're up against right now is some of the most horrendous forces that we can ever experience. Some of y'all see it on our conference line that we teach people. And when we say things, and some people say to me, even when I say things the way I say it, it's not personal. It's because I know the forces that is bringing these spirits here. So I address it from this place. Some people are stepping out into this ministry work not recognizing and realizing the forces that are up against them. So in saying that, people of God, you're going to see many people today, but you won't see them tomorrow because they're not going to survive this mental health battle. We call it mental health. I call it demons on a prowl. And they're here. They're not coming. They're here among us. And we have to be prepared because these spirits are sent to wear you out, not down, to wear you out. If they wear you out, that means they're going to take you out of here. So I wanted to say that today, woman, that not taking away from your message, but I needed to release that to the line as well on today. I thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord for you, and certainly we pray for your family as well. And you all do the same for man as well, too. Amen. It's back to you all, Sam.
I bless you, Prophet Lamont, for releasing the word. And no, sir, you did not take away from the word. I thank God for what you shared today because it is a word that for us to the warning that is being spoken through the man of God and through you. And I thank God that he's using you to speak to us because we have to be alert. We have to not be blindsided by the enemy and the things that are around us. I thank God that what you shared has been shared with me as well through my leaders to remember to be careful of the doors because not every door is for us to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thank God. It's so much. So thank you for the revelation, the confirmation. It's just powerful. I just thank God for you and for this platform mm-hmm. because many people need to hear what is being spoken, you know, to us today because there's so much that's going on. Prophet, we know there's so much that's going on. And people are, like you said, people are, you know, we may see them today and they're gone tomorrow. So we just have to heed of what we hear today. And I just thank God for you. I really, truly thank God for the word today and what you shared.
And the reason why I share what I share and your leaders share what they share is because we're out here. We already out here. We see what they don't see. So it's really easy for those who are in the background to hear what I'm saying and think otherwise. It's easy for those who to sit in the pew and see what we have to go through. They see it from only their perspective. They don't see that when we're sitting in, and I don't know if Apostle Simmons experienced this or anybody else, have you ever experienced shadow boxing? Shadow boxing means somebody fighting air. Have you ever experienced being up there preaching and something is hitting at your face, like throwing, and you'd be like, what is this in front of me? It's like demons are shadow boxing. So you're preaching to an audience of people. And there's a whole bunch of demons shadow boxing. It looks like something punching your face, and you wipe your nose like, what's that? Because it's shadow boxing. And from the pew, you're preaching. But all of a sudden, they should be dealing with all these shadow boxing spirits, like something is here, like, what is this? And you can see it in the spirit realm, but you're like, and when we're preaching, we can't make these certain facial motions. We got to preach through it. I'm saying this. These forces are far greater than people can imagine doing that, doing what you're doing and preaching the way you're preaching and teaching the way you're preaching. The climate against the family union, the attacks against the moral values of God's people, it's horrendous. So we thank God. Once again, we thank God for you, woman of God, and your leadership. That's why I started with the word parenting. See, a lot of people, and even some people here, they don't want parenting. They don't want parenting. They don't want parenting. What they want is babysitters. I'm a parent. I don't babysit. I parent. And I told my leadership last night, those who were following me, I want you to know, in this class in the season, I'm not babysitting you. I'm parenting you. and I'm not interested in what age you are. I'm going to parent you. If you want me to be a parent to you, I will, but I'm not babysitting. I'm not doing overnight babysitting. It's easier to find parents that wants to babysit. I'm parenting. Amen. And I hope that made sense to a whole lot of people today. I'm not babysitting. I'm parenting. Yeah. My children go from my lap to my heart. Amen. They go from the lap to the heart. And I'm still parenting. I bless you on today. Prophet Simon, bless you, man of God. And Prophetess Eugene Simmons, the evangelist, other leaders that are on here today, other followers and those who are connected, we appreciate you as well today. Thank you so much.
God bless you again, Doctor. Man, now you know we are divinely connected, man, and something you shared a few minutes ago, man, in my Shalom moment, when I hit pause, me and my wife to take a break to enjoy, you know, our marriage, celebration, anniversary, and our birthday. I gave the people some time off from church, ministry. But in that moment, I didn't stay away from God, but I stayed in the presence of God. And, man, God gave me so much powerful revelation, and especially as I began to dress for this month, dressing a lot of men and women of God and humanity, and then traveling to your conference and being one of the speakers. And I thank God for the opportunity, man, that God, you allowed me to have that platform to share the Father's heart. And based on what you said we have to be so very careful because the enemy is out for leadership. And God revealed that to me, man. It was in a dream. I had two dreams back to back over this past week of being in a company of people, but there was almost like seeing some big snakes, man, in the dream. I already knew what they was. You know, most times snakes, they represent the enemy and what God revealed to me. And the Lord spoke to me. And you know what the Lord said, prophet? He said, head of state. Now, I'm going to dress in one of the men's day I had to speak to, men's conference I'm speaking at. Head of state. And anytime people think about the head of state, they think about the president, the commander chief, or anybody in high position. And the head of state, he revealed to me, is sacred, it's symbolic, and it's prophetic. But the head of state is the state of mind, because, you know, our president today, he's in a state of mind. He's delusional, he's illusional. And that's why we got to continue to pray for them. Amen. But even when it's addressing men, women, humanity, or the believers, and God gave it to me so powerful, man. But he said, get position. He said, tell the people, get back in position. Because when we look at what's happening in our land today, or even what's happening on social media when it comes to ministry, I know a lot of young people are here, they need to know this too. Because their generation and the generation that shall come after them is the Lord tarry. Man, I'm really praying for this generation and the generation that's coming after us, man, that the Lord tarry. Prophet, I know you know as a prophet, a servant of God, man, we are in a rude awakening, man. God has truly took the hedge of protection from around America. The head of state has been out of position. God said, get back in position for him to bring the covering that we need in this hour. Not for everybody, because he still has a remnant now that he's protecting, he's covering, that's going to cause the change to come back to a people, back to a nation, or get us back into position and alignment. It's a 911, man. It's a state of spiritual emergency.
Absolutely.
And if you don't grab hold to that,
absolutely,
man, God is using us, man. He's speaking through us, whether they like us or not, prophet. They don't have to agree with us. As long as we're in agreement with God and we're doing the will of God and we're speaking the Father's heart and what he's saying in these trying and challenging times that we're in, people need to get out of their emotions, their feelings, and what they think and get back to the place that God has called them to be as men and women of God. Because it's causing casualties on the battlefield. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and a lot of casualties are taking place in the church world, the religious world.
Man, we
are in agreement, Doctor. We heard from the Lord, man. Thank God. Thank God for that, man. Thank you for being a spiritual father. Thank you for being a mentor. Thank you for being a leader. In the midst of all of your flawness or whatever people want to say about you, man of God, you are a prophet to the nation. And I bless God for you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. We honor the Lord for you as well and for the kingdom of God. And you're so right because what people, it's funny, and I could say this publicly, it's so interesting the people that I use to cut cords, the people that I've been used to cause tension between me and them, it's interesting that the people, I turn it on the people that's been manipulating me. So let me put it like this. The people that are getting the ear of other people, they're turning on those people. Now they're trying to turn it back to me. Well, I've already warned you at first what was going to happen. Now the enemy is turning on them. No, I'm stepping back now because I've already told you ahead of time what they're going to do. So now we're watching people that try to separate us, that the enemy is turning on them now. Now they see what I was saying. Apologize and let's get it right. Amen. Just apologize and let's get it right. Because I told you already what was happening. But now the enemy turned on you. Now you see what's going on. All right. Thank you, people of God. Bless you on today. Amen. See, the enemy, one thing about the enemy, the enemy is slick. That's what I told people. This May and June, see, that enemy played a whole lot of games in this month of May. You're going to see the results in this month of June. It's here. Amen. See, everything that looks like gold, looks like, I don't say silver, but looks like it ain't what people think. This ain't no fashion. This ain't no fashion show doing what we do. This spirit here, the spirit that we're up against, man, you got to be in position. Man, looks, bless you on today, woman of God. We thank God for you taking one for the home team and doing what you do over there, Apostle Simmons, Administrator Brian. I need to start calling other names. Some of you, the team Texas, y'all taking some hits from the home team over there. I know. Some of you in other parts, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Indiana, Illinois, because in California, those are in Nevada, because of the connection. So I understand, believe me, I know. Missouri, too. Bless the Lord for you all there. Down in Montgomery, Alabama. Georgia. You're over in Georgia, too. I could name some other states. New York, thank you so much. Virginia, you all. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a powerful time. That's why the thing is, we're going viral in the midst of a virus. And really, if you look at it right now, the virus is now more than what we call corona. We're in the midst of a total virus right now. America is full of viruses. We're in a major virus right now. And God is sustaining us right now in the midst of it. So thank God for you all. I love you all. Appreciate you all. Appreciate the word today. Appreciate you greatly. Great men and women of God doing what you're doing. Tennessee, bless you all too. Amen. All right, I ain't got nothing else to say. Bless everybody on today.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much for what you shared today, you and Apostle Simmons. And I'm deeply blessed. I'm truly blessed, not deeply, truly blessed by the God has allowed you all both to share on the line today because it's feeling me to wake up. Gotta wake up. It's hard time. It's time for us to get it together. and be about our Father's business, and to continue to pray for our leaders. I totally agree with you on praying for our leaders because they take hits just as well as our hits and their own hits, you know, from the enemy, I mean, from the enemy, you know. So when they're praying, we know if we're not backing them up, who's going to back them up? Who's going to stand in the gap for them and pray? So we have to pray and intercede, especially in this time and with the word that you released to us to take heed of. I really don't have anything else to say unless anybody else is on the line. Would like to comment before we close out and just pray that you all have been blessed by the word and give you guys a few seconds. So we're not going to tarry long. And other people have to get to work. All righty then. Well, Prophet Ron, if you want me to close out in prayer, and I can, for Evangelist Wilkes, I believe that's what we usually do is we close out in prayer and ask the Lord to bless the people of God on this line today. I'll go ahead and pray. Father God, we thank you for today, God. We also thank you for the word that has been released on today, God. We praise your name, God, and we magnify you. We pray, Father, that throughout this weekend, Lord God, we pray that you will cover your people, God. Give them traveling mercies, Lord God. Touch our youth, Lord God. Minister to them, Lord God, and meet their needs, Lord God. Some may be graduating from high school this month, Lord God. Some may already graduated from college, God. We pray, God, that you will send them to the place where they need to be in the name of Jesus. Guide their footsteps, Lord God, and help them, Lord God, in every aspect of their lives, God. Whatever state that you have them to go to in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that they will find a place where they can be, where they can grow, where they can receive your word, Lord God, where they can be used for your glory, oh God, to impact, Lord God, this world, Lord God, for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those that need healing in their lives, God, that they will receive healing in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we also pray that you will continue to touch, Lord God, Prophet Laron and his family, Lord God, his mother, his father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless them. Continue to heal in the name of Jesus. God, we also pray for those, Lord God, that is Evangelist Wilkes, Lord God, as well as Administrator Bryant, God, our leaders and all the kingdom leaders that is on this line, God, and those that do not know you and the pardon of their sins, God, we pray that they will get to know you, repent, and return back to you in the name of Jesus and receive you as their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for today, God, and until we meet again, God, we pray that we will be blessed, that we will have a testimony to share about your goodness, and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us. You are not distant and cold. You fiercely defend us, so we stand alone.